Hello, this is Pastor David Bissett of Clifton Park Community Church in the Capital District, and I'm your pastor for the day. We're going to take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12. If you've got your Bible nearby, open it up. I was at a minister's conference last week and was startled at the title of the opening session. It was, How to Become a Weaker Pastor. I should have known what was coming, but it just caught me off guard. And with good effect. God's word found a great entrance when it was read. This is the passage that the speaker took us to, and I think it's important for all Christians to remember. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul writes about the great visions of heaven that the Lord gave him. He saw things that no one else had seen. And then a thorn in the flesh was given to Paul to keep him from becoming conceited. When he complained about that and prayed about that, here is the Lord's reply, 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, Paul writes, I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions and calamities, for when I am weak, then I am strong. 2 Corinthians 12, verses 9 and 10. Yes, there is the truth. Pastors should be desirous of being weaker if it shows the strength of Christ. Fellow believers, shouldn't we all pursue the strength of Christ? Well, what would I say? How do we do this? First, we have to forsake our sense of self-strength. To be weak means we let go of our prideful self-confidence or our attitude of sufficiency. Secondly, it means we accept our limitations. And, as Paul writes, we accept the hard providences of God. You see, Paul took this principle and went beyond weaknesses. In verse 10, he said, I'm content with weaknesses, but then he added other things that happened from outside of him, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. Our faith, our Christian life is tested both from within and from without. So the first step, we forsake our sense of self-strength, and secondly, we accept the hard providences of our God. But here's the happy ending. We also learn to trust the strength of the Lord. When I am weak, then I am strong, because of what Jesus said. My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Now, when Paul wrote that to the Corinthians, he knew what he was talking about. It was a church obsessed with image, with polish, with accomplishment, with rhetorical skills, and all sorts of worldly measurements of success and strength. But when Paul went there, as we're told in 1 Corinthians near the beginning, Paul said, I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Paul said, I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. And my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. Paul practiced what he preached. He just needed that reminder later in life. Well, friends, as pastor of the day, it's my pleasure to bring you that reminder. Pursue your weaknesses and allow the strength of Christ to shine in you. Believe the word that his grace is sufficient, and when we are weak, Christ is strong. Well, the Lord bless you today as you remember his word and walk in its light. This is Pastor David Bissett from Clifton Park Community Church in Clifton Park, New York. You can look us up online if you're nearby, www.cliftonparkcommunitychurch.org. May the Lord keep you and bless you today.